not playing in this year's senior PGA, how difficult, I guess, is that decision? How tough is it not to defend your title?
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, it's easy because I have to do what is right and what I want to do, and that's support my son and the family. Family comes first, but I would have loved to be here. I usually defend my titles and certainly major championships, so that part is difficult. But as I said, need to be home for family, celebrate with my son Jason, what he has accomplished, and I will be back for more tournaments in the future.
When Monty won here a few years ago, he said it wasn't important just to win his first major, but to beat you, because you are the staple on this tour. When you beat the staple, in his words, you said you're the happy bunny. What makes you the staple on this tour, and what makes you a happy bunny out here?
Well, I'm trying to be happy and grateful and have a positive outlook no matter what I do. What he probably meant is I've had such a stellar senior career out here that I'm kind of the benchmark. And I've been up in that number one spot, and everybody is kind of shooting and gunning for me to take over. So that's probably what Monty was referring to.
Last year, when you won at the this tournament at the Trump Course, has that led to an invitation to play golf with the president yet?
Yes, it actually has, but it hasn't materialized. Our schedules haven't met yet, and he's got a bunch of other friends that he can play with. But it probably will happen somewhere down the road.
What's allowed you to play good golf the last couple of weeks after you struggled previously?
I think my short game got a little bit better. I struggled a little bit early in the year with my short game, especially the putting and the chipping. That got better. My ball striking was spot on as well the last 2 weeks. So I was in two playoffs last 2 weeks and didn't win yet, but it will happen.
You've had some good runs here at Harbor Shores. What, I guess, can the golfers expect from this course next month?
Well, it's a very demanding golf course. It's not just beautiful for the eye to look at, but very severe greens. When the wind blows, extremely demanding. You got to keep the ball in play. There's a lot of water hazards. There's all sorts of other hazards. And as I said, very demanding greens. So you got to hit the ball not just somewhere on the green, you got to hit it close to be able to make some putts. You'll see a lot of three putts, maybe a four putt. I've even seen people using a sand wedge on the green because they couldn't get to certain pin positions. And that's the type of golf you will see here. It's a true measure of a major championship.
Have you seen the video of Jack making the putt out here on the 10th green when he was playing with Arnold and Tom Watson?
I've heard about it, and it's mind-boggling to me. But, you know, Jack can do a lot of things most of us can't do, so I'm not surprised.
How fun is it just being out here today, being back at Arbor Shores and doing all these festivities on Media Day?
Oh, it's great. It's really a wonderful place to come back to. They've been so very good to us. When I say they, I mean KitchenAid. They've been a fantastic sponsor. The PGA is a great organization. They run wonderful tournaments, do so much good for the game of golf. And it's fantastic for me to be able to be here and share some of that.
To complete the Grand Slam, what did that mean to you and to make you secure your place in history on this tour?
Well, it meant a great deal because nobody's ever done that before, to win all the five majors that we have on this tour. And it's not an easy thing to do. It's difficult to win one major, but to win all five in a span of a few years, really, because you know, it's not like the PGA Tour that you probably have 20 or 25 years to win majors. Let's be honest and serious here. Most guys stop winning after age 56, 57, and I've been blessed to, you know, keep it going till my 60th year so far, and we'll see what the future holds.
I was going to say, you've won so many tournaments on this tour. You've done just about everything you could do. So what keeps you going? What keeps you going on this tour?
It's really the love of the game. I love playing golf. I love to compete. I love the PGA Tour Champions. It's a great place to play golf. I have lots of friends out here, and they're the same guys I've competed against all my life. But there's always younger guys coming up now. Every year we have those guys that just turned 50 that are coming out and challenging us, all the guys, to raise our level of play if we want to be competitive.
Do you plan on playing in the other senior majors, including the Senior Players Championship in Chicago this summer?
Definitely. Yeah, they're all on my schedule. Obviously, the majors are the most important, and I wouldn't miss this one if it wasn't for my son.
Is there anything about that tournament that you like? It seems to go to some of the older classic courses, including this year's stop at Exmoor in Chicago and old Donald Ross course.
Yeah, they usually pick great venues. Most of our majors are played on fantastic venues, and that usually brings out, you know, the crop of the crop, the better players, and they generally have great champions.
Now that you don't
have Exmoor?
I have not. No, I don't know anything about it.
Now that you won't be defending your title, do you have a favorite come next month?
Not really. There's, you know, out of the field, there's probably 60 or 80 guys that can win on any given week. And we know Montgomery likes this place. He's had some very good finishes. But there's a lot of young guys, particularly Steve Stricker and Cherry Kelly, that have played very well lately.
Brian, you talked about the Masters before. One of our local residents in Chicago was the low amateur, Doug Ginn. He said on our show, one of the best golf experiences he ever had was playing in the Masters with you during the third round this year. Can you talk a little bit about that experience and any thoughts on him? He's hoping to turn pro right after Shinnecock.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed meeting him and his dad, who was caddying for him. They had a great time on the course, and we loved the 18 holes that we played together. He's a very talented young man. And I will think he will certainly earn his place out on the PGA Tour. I wish him all the best. He's extremely well-behaved and well-raised, I think, of good character. And I'll think he'll have a lot of success.